If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're going to be talking about some autoimmune disorders today. Also, we're going to try to get to that blood pressure topic and maybe some cancer issues if we get time. We do have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting the nation up in prayer. I'm hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face. Hope you are too. So today's devotional puts us in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, where we're encouraged to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his holy might, his Holy Spirit, wear the whole armor of God and stand the wiles of the devil, so you'll be able to defend yourself against his schemes and strategies. That's what the wiles are. Of course, it goes on to explain some of the problems you're going to have when you're a child of God. You're going to be warned against, the Bible says, the principalities, which means the local magistrates. Also the powers, which means your state power, your government. Also dark rulers, which refers to national rulers or worldwide rulers. And then, of course, the wickedness in high places, which is your satanic power from the devil. So, place your trust in God, and he will never forsake you. He will take hold of your hand and take care of you. So I encourage you to read also Isaiah 41, starting at verse 10. And God says he'll take you by the hand. I'm going to lead you and take care of you and help you. I'll take it. And, hope you're doing that. Seek the Lord's face, mind the time, because it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up on the quacker. Hey, Frank, you're going to love this. A judge affirms the guilty verdict against Monsanto's glyphosate herbicide, but does reduce the punitive damages. Now, Bayer, who bought out Monsanto for $63 billion earlier in the year, they're having a hard time. They got 8,000 lawsuits that have been filed against Bayer regarding the Monsanto division. The plaintiffs are claiming they had long-term exposure to that glyphosate product, the weed killer Roundup, and it's caused cancer. So this past August, Monsanto, the Roundup, went to court. Bayer went to court, and they lost the case. There was a groundskeeper at a school that was using the product, and he got non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. The judgment award by the jury was $250 million, but the judge has peeled that back to $39 million. The victory stands, and Bayer's stock shares went plummeting. And they got another 8,000 lawsuits that are lined up. Irrespective, Bayer is committed to, defending the Monsanto products. All right, moving along on the quack report. Here's something that's interesting over in Kenya and other parts of the globe. Hospital patients who can't pay their hospital bill aren't allowed to leave. Does this make sense? Well, in Nairobi, at the Kenena National Hospital, that's in East Africa's, it's one of their biggest medical hospitals there. They have more than a dozen, patients that can't pay their hospital bill, and they're not allowed to leave. So their website says, "We listen and we care." That's their motto. A lot of smiling doctors. They even have, of course, vaccination campaigns there and a big trophy for their awards ceremony. But the real story is one of the patients, Robert Wangani, he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. He got shot and paralyzed in a store robbery. He was not robbing the store, by the way. He was an innocent victim. But he hasn't been able to pay $39,000 in his hospital bill. So they won't let him leave his hospital room. He wants to go home. He wants to go home because he thinks that, if he goes home, I think it's to, Australia. He says they can help him get better, but they're not allowing him. This is kind of a trend. I had no idea this was going on. You're not allowed to be discharged. There's armed guards, actually, that lock you in your room until you can settle your account. Now, mothers and babies are sometimes separated over this issue. If a person dies at the hospital and can't pay their bill, they won't release the body. It stays in the morgue or, downstairs in the hospital basement. So, Associated Press has really not been running with this, but this is happening in hospitals in 30 other countries. the Congo, China, Thailand, Bulgaria, Latin America, Nigeria, Middle East. It's happening. So it's all about, you know, if you can't pay your bill, it's astonishing. It's probably hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people that are affected by this worldwide. And a lot of countries are doing it, according to Dr. Jahad, director of Harvard Global Health Insurance. So I didn't know they were doing that. Did you know that, Frank? Don't pay your bill and you got to stay there. Oh, my God, that's got to be crazy. All righty. All right. So let's last but not least in the quack report. So if you're just getting old, the U.S. medical doctors say, hey, you're going to have chronic illness. It's a symptom of aging. That's right. So if you're getting shorter, you're shrinking, it's because you're old. If your heart's getting weaker, it's because you're old. If you're losing your memory, you're just a senior citizen and you're getting old. It's all part of the aging process, we're told. Osteoarthritis and arthritis. Hey, but we got tons of prescriptions for you to manage all this discomfort, vision, hearing problems, all common. It's common, but it's not normal. But this is what people are hearing from their doctors. So there are lots of reasons why we have these common health issues, and a lot of times it's what we're doing in our lifestyle. For instance, they have 10 of the top 10 things people are doing wrong. They're using sodium fluoride in their tap water. They're drinking that. They're eating too much animal fat, using canola oil. They're taking chemical-based and lab-made prescription medications and even synthetic supplements. They're getting heavy metal toxins in their flu shots and their vaccines. They're taking aspirins every day, and they're consuming really cheap corporate-made calcium supplements and things like that that aren't helping. They're also taking blood thinners, and it's messing with their memory. And, of course, they're overweight because they're malnourished because they're eating lots of convenience foods and genetically modified foods. And, of course, not getting enough oxygen and exercise. So this is why we got chronic illness. And we're going to get into that a little bit with our autoimmune disorder. You're going to be amazed what we found out there. So don't go anywhere. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. Okay. We're going to talk about the autoimmune disorders because there are several autoimmune disorders which are really causing chronic illness and lots of disabilities all over the world. So modern medicine is stating we now have 80 official autoimmune diseases and 14 of them have become common. So science really needs to look at the original timeline for the onset of this kind of disease. Medicine says that as we age, we are to expect chronic health problems like in the quack report. Now, I've noticed that old age, heredity, and even environmental issues have become the scapegoats that medicine has used to blame it on illnesses. So we're going to take a look at what could be the culprit for such massive cases of disease that should normally qualify as an epidemic. Yeah, so what is this autoimmune disorder all about? Well, first, let's look at some of the common symptoms. If you had autoimmune disorder, you would have fatigue, maybe achy muscles, swelling and redness, fever, very low grade, cognitive problems like memory and concentration issues, numbness and tingling in extremities, hair loss, skin rash, and digestive problems. Now, you may not have all of them, but you may have several of those types of symptoms. And, you know, when you get an autoimmune disorder, you have organs that are affected. So modern medicine often really does not treat the body as a whole, and it isolates areas, the areas you're complaining about, and attempts to reduce your symptoms. However, the entire body should be considered, as an ailment can be due to an imbalance in a different organ. For instance, science just recently identified sleep apnea as due to a thyroid gland imbalance. So here are some of the organs that really should be evaluated when there is a diagnosis of autoimmune disorder. Your bones and your blood system, your lungs, your kidneys, your adrenal glands, liver, gallbladder, nervous system, pancreas, cardio system, thyroid, muscle, calcium, and other minerals like your electrolytes, as well as your immune system function. Now, of course, that's the first thing people think of. With autoimmune disease, they say your immune system's attacking you. Your immune system thinks your cells are foreign bodies of invaders and it's trying to attack you. Not entirely accurate. So we're going to get into it. Here's a quote from Amy Myers. She's a medical doctor of autoimmune specialists in Texas. And she says, functional medicine sees the body as a whole and works on the principle that the health of one system impacts the health and function of others. So instead of focusing on disease symptom management, we need to focus on supporting and strengthening the immune system and other functions, end of quote. And, of course, the U.S. National Library of Medicine and the Institution of Health said this back in November 2009. Autoimmune diseases are conventionally treated by separate medical specialties according to the type of organ involvement. And there have been missed opportunities to study these diseases as a group, end of quote. Well, let's look at the top 14. So we got 80 official autoimmune diseases, but they're the ones that are most common. There's 14 most common autoimmune disorders, and they are your type 1 diabetes, your rheumatoid arthritis, your psoriasis or your psoriatic arthritis, multiple sclerosis, systemic lupus, irritable bowel syndrome, Addison's disease, that's usually an adrenal gland illness, or Graves' disease, which is a thyroid gland illness, Sjögren's disease, which is an adrenal gland illness, myasthenia gravis, a nervous system illness, vasculitis, a vascular system illness, pericarditis, anemia is a digestive disorder, and also celiac disease, which tends to be a food allergy problem. Well, you know, let's dive into the history because sometimes we can find clues back in time that can shed light on what is really going on here. Now, science really started documenting the autoimmune cases beginning in 1997 when the cases started to appear more frequently. So at that time, they estimated that in the United States, there was about 9 million cases, autoimmune disease cases. Today, we have 23.5 million cases. So in the early stages of categorizing these disorders, they list women at 9.4% higher risk of getting autoimmune disease compared to men at only a 7.6% risk. Now, modern medicine often blames genetics and environmental toxins and your age for autoimmune disease. However, autoimmune disease is an avoidable issue and is really the result of man-made poisons. So one of the major contributors of autoimmune disorders is in the form of a vaccination. Now, this genetically changes your cell DNA, and it promotes immune system dysfunction, which has the potential to be passed on, and this is where medicine says it is due to heredity. Now, scientific medicine neglects to admit, hey, they are causing the problem. So this is not hard to determine, as many military physicians in the 1940s documented chronic illnesses like celiac disease in recruits and stated it could not be due to an evolutionary cell mutation that science says it is, because that only occurs over thousands of years. It has to have that time frame. So in the early 1900s, vaccines were already in limited use. Science started testing them on the military. So in 1904, a German immunologist by the name of Paul Ehrlich, he wrote that the serum pathology, this is, you know, after you give a vaccine, was evident in the blood and was reacting with blood cells. He described it as, quote, horror autotoxicity. Now, medicine says this is really a self-toxicity. And the category of autoimmune disorder began, actually, because, you know, it's saying your immune system's turning on you. So since there are really no long-term studies on vaccines and a few scientists and physicians that have risked their careers by revealing that vaccines produce no antibody protection for the immune system, but that the toxic substance within the vaccine will sink deep into your tissues and corrupt cells in your weakest area of the body. So this is why autoimmune disorders are so varied. And science agrees that humans are not born with autoimmune disease. So vaccines are given on the day of birth, and this invites the problem in 1 out of 5 people. And it can take years for the disorder to manifest. It is really key, though, to remember autoimmune disease did not exist before the use of vaccines. Okay? Now, they didn't start documenting these cases till 1997 because there weren't enough of them. They felt that, you know, once you get to that 9 million mark, I guess it's time we write something down. Well, let's look at some of the medical treatments that often that you can glean from medical practices. So scientific medicine identifies you as having an autoimmune disease. They're going to do that by taking a blood test. It's called an anti-nuclear antibody test, or ANA for short. And the test is not going to confirm which disorder of autoimmune you have, but just that you do have some form of autoimmune disease. So medicine says there's really no cure. And what they mean to say is we don't cure chronic illness. However, it does not mean you can't reverse the condition because it is due to an imbalance caused by toxic poisoning. Now, after medicine diagnoses the disorder, their treatment plan usually includes a lifetime of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, immune-suppressing drugs, and, of course, pain drugs. So, no relief in sight there. Well, and then you want to, you know what I did? I wanted to see what the statistics were with regard to autoimmune disease, with regard to mortality. The U.S. National Library of Medicine Institution of Health reported on extensive studies that have been done on autoimmune disorders, and one question they wanted to answer was the level of mortality that is associated with autoimmune disease. So they concluded that not all cases are reported as a contributor to death. Then they stated that there is, quote, considerable underreporting of autoimmune disease on death certificates, end of quote. So they estimated that with just one segment of autoimmune disease, which is multiple sclerosis, it accounts, they said, for about 29% of the deaths in the United Kingdom alone. They estimated that about 42% of the deaths are not identified as, quote, due to autoimmune disease. So one interesting and bothersome statistic is that they found stronger correlations of heredity between siblings than they did between the parents and their children. So that is what you would see when vaccines are the culprit and the siblings get the same next generation of toxins in the vaccines compared to fewer vaccines the parents receive. So instead, science says, oh, this is hereditary correlation, and it's really due to gene-environment interaction. Aha. Well, let's look at the mortality rates then. Medical science has stated that man should be living to be at least 140 years of age. Recent research is suggesting that human mortality rates level off after you hit 105 years of age. Longevity research has been ongoing in science for some time. Actually, in 1825, a British mathematician by the name of Benjamin Compertz, he reported on your risk of dying would increase exponentially as you get older, and this is known as Compertz's law of mortality. So today, just a handful of people live beyond the age of 105. Now, in 2016, the average age of death in the United States was 78.69 years. Autoimmune disease is listed as the 6th leading cause of death. So since a majority of the death certificates are not crediting the death to autoimmune disease, it most likely is the leading cause of death today. So it's estimated that having an autoimmune disease will cut your life short by at least 10 years, causing death to occur well before retirement at around the age of 68. So the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Disease estimate that the cost of treating autoimmune disease in the United States is $100 billion. And that's 100 reasons why vaccines are science's most highly guarded secret. So it's really a kind of a startling revelation to find that vaccines are causing a mass of internal medicine disorders that is causing people to suffer and die a premature death in about half the population. Ooh. Well, what about reversing this disease? Well, if toxins are the cause of the disorder, getting rid of the toxins is the good place to start. And toxins tend to cause depletion of nutrition in the body, and so refortifying the body is also going to be required. I like to put the sulfur-rich foods and the herbs back into the system, as well as use the detox herbs as well. So you can do that at the same time, detox and fortify. One important nutrient that is really lacking with a lot of autoimmune system patients is glutathione. Yes, activated charcoal. Frank wants to know about activated charcoal. Yes, that's part of your cleanse process, actually, Frank. It's your first cleanse. You're going to do that. That's going to absorb a lot of toxicity right out of the tissue that is lodged in your tissues. So real important to get some willow activated charcoal. Awesome. Thanks for asking that, Frank. Great question. So one important nutrient, like I said, was glutathione. So if the body's going to be low on these natural enzymes and amino acids and antioxidants, which is really your glutathione, it's going to make it harder if you're low in that. It's going to make it harder for the body to correct an imbalance, detox itself, and heal, you know, get that balance back. So it's really going to be important to put the amino acids and the antioxidants and the natural enzymes back in the system. And these natural elements also, get this, they support and rebalance the immune system so it functions normally. Duh. You know? All right. So here are some foods that are rich with glutathione. So there are lots of foods, including animal foods, which are going to be high in the glutathione, you know, the nutrition the body's starving for when you're dealing with autoimmune disease. But I like to utilize some organic foods that can be consumed without cooking, because when you heat food, it changes it chemically. So here are the foods that you don't have to cook. Apples, asparagus, avocados, broccoli, spinach, grapefruit, tomatoes, parsley, pears, carrots, oranges, garlic, pomegranates, blueberries, green leafy vegetables, bok choy, Brazil nuts, cabbage, arugula, kale, radish, collard and mustard greens, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, and watercress. And, yes, garlic is one of Frank's favorite things to have. And I know we're bumping up to a break, so when we come back, we're going to talk about some other foods and some herbs that help you out and what I would do if I was you. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with Salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our extra strength pain relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Thank you, Frank. We are talking about autoimmune disorders and how to rectify that problem. I mean, you got it with toxicity. You can get rid of it with detoxing and super infusing nutrition and watching what the heck you're doing so you don't invite it back. All right, some of the spices with glutathione that are going to help you out are curry, turmeric, and curcumin. Now, if you're looking at medicinal herbs with power, I look at the guticola, mullein, cayenne, Siberian ginseng, ginger root, hawthorn berry, licorice root, and lobelia and flatta herb, which, by the way, you're going to find all of that and a little bit more in the new adrenal gland formula that the folks have at Apothecary Herbs. So this is what I would do if I was you. If I was dealing with an autoimmune disease, I would really detox the system with my herb organ cleanses from the bowel all the way to the blood system, and I would do them one at a time. I would also super infuse the system with the nutrition that's lacking. Also include a lot of what we talked about in daily consumption for the diet, adding in a lot of medicinal herbs as well. I would not use toxic prescriptions or over-the-counter drugs. I would use a natural source of nutrition for that balanced chemistry, and I'd avoid those synthetic megadoses of supplements, okay, which here are essentially drugs, okay? So here are my picks. If you're looking at the product line at Apothecary Herbs, I would use the organic organ cleanses, the bowel cleanse, the kidney batter cleanse, the liver cleanse, the gallbladder cleanse, and the blood system cleanse. And while you're cleansing, I would also super infuse with the Body Foundation food mix that has that wonderful spinach in there. I would use the adrenal gland formula. Make sure I'm using Celtic salt for the natural minerals that are naturally based, and for your electrolytes for the nervous system. And for any pain and anti-inflammatory, I would use the hula bark and meadow sweet that's in the pain anti-inflammatory herb liquid. They also have that in extra strength, which is probably what I'd go for. Now, I would also, if I did all that and I wanted to use some other products to help correct some other little imbalances along the way, you can use these as needed. The brain concentrate, if you have that cognitive fog, you want to support your brain function. If you're worried about the cardio, the heart formula helps also with circulation support. If you got a lot of aches and pains in the joints, the arthritic rub, great for muscles and joints. The all-in-one tonic and the astragalus root with some, not over the top, but just enough immune system support to get you settled and balanced. Also, gentian root, ginger root, fennel seed, and slippery elm if you got a lot of digestive issues with your autoimmune. If thyroid's in the mix for you, then black walnut, Siberian ginseng, and mullein is definitely correct an imbalance there. Also, calcium herb liquid to help the bone and blood system as well as the immune system support, and diabetic herb formula if the diabetes is in your problem there for autoimmune. So you've got a lot of tools. You've got a lot of support. And you got God's promise. God says herbs are here for the serviceman, the healing of the nations. Why aren't people trusting that? I mean, God can't lie. And when you pray to him, you say, hey, I'm using your medicinal herbs. I pray you'll bless it because you can't lie. And you say, use them, so I'm using them. Now, you can call Apothecary Herbs. They have a toll-free number if you want to order. Get a free product catalog. The number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And, of course, if you want to check them out online, the web address is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. It's where your healthcare options just became endless. Just because the white coats can't fix it doesn't mean you can't fix it. Seriously, you don't have to if you don't want to, but I would think you'd want to. And who wants to suffer? Who wants to die 10 years prematurely? You know? I can't figure out why people just stick with the doctor and stick with the disease management. MD means what? Manage disease. That's what it means. I think I've said it over and over again. I think healthcare has its strong point, and that's trauma care. But if the Asians pay their doctor a few cents a day while they're well, quit paying them when they get sick. Over there, it's the doctor's best interest to keep you well, really well. Over here, it's the opposite. Their best interest is to keep you not so well, functioning, but not cured, you know, patients for life. And the vaccines are doing it. I do believe they are. All right, let's talk about some cancer here because more than any time before, very critical that patients need to dig for information before they consent to many treatments recommended to them. So an area of medicine that has this imperative treatment plan that you really need to check out first is oncology, which is your cancer area. So if you're talking with medical doctors, it's sort of like talking to a government employees. You're really not going to get the answers you seek based. You have to have specific questions to get those answers. So it's really on the questions you ask and what answers you're going to get. Because medicine, just like the government, don't volunteer a whole lot of information. Otherwise, you would be fully informed about vaccines, and you're not. All right, so getting a diagnosis of cancer really is an emotional moment. Patients really need to take a few days to collect themselves, you know, get clear their thoughts, do some homework, and then ask some of the tough questions, really important ones, ask of their physicians. So we're going to take a look at some of the information, you know, cancer patients really aren't told unless you dig for it and ask for it. So cancer patients are really not told about some of the deadly side effects of the treatments they're going to get. For instance, chemotherapy creates a condition in the body that's called neurotropenia, which is Latin for, well, deficiency. And it's on a grandiopsychosis disorder of deficiency. So this is really a fancy way of saying chemotherapy disables your immune system, depletes you of nutrition, makes your cells starve, and your body struggles to heal itself. So patients are usually told that chemo is going to make them more susceptible to infections. That's what they're told, but they are really not told that, you know, it can persist for longer than 3 months. And it can turn into kind of a leukopenia, which is you don't have sufficient white blood cells for immune system. So it can kind of wipe out the immune system, and the immune system struggles to come back. And you kind of need an immune system, especially if you're fighting cancer. So patients are really at risk of developing some life-threatening conditions like sepsis, where you get a deadly blood infection, and they may also be subjected to bone marrow biopsies. There's a higher risk of a neutropenia with older patients. And the other side effect is of the chemo is that it can destroy some vital healthy tissues and some major organs like your heart. So it's really not uncommon for, let's say, women being treated for chemo for breast cancer to discover that they lost a third of their heart muscle because it was damaged by the chemo. And then they're, you know, got congestive heart failure on top of their cancer, and they're on a whole slew of medicines for that. So medicine really calls the side effects of chemo cardiotoxicity. Well, the average person hears that and says, well, I'm not sure what that means. Well, toxicity is poison. Cardio is heart. So they're going to poison your heart. Simple. So typically, patients with heart failure are really not going to be good candidates for chemotherapy, and any additional treatments with chemo are extremely risky. Now, some of the other lingering side effects of the chemo are, you know, obviously hair loss, gastrointestinal dysfunction, and a lot of chemo brain where you got depression and a lack of concentration. You have memory problems, attention deficit disorder. That's what they call chemo brain. Now, another medical area of science that has been dealing with the chemo brain, they say, well, you know, keep a daily organizer. It'll help you stay focused. Uh-huh. How about you skip the chemo and I'll keep my brain function? So you want to find out all the facts about chemotherapy before you deal with it. All right, let's look at some of the chemo effects. Now, if you were to research your chemotherapy drugs, you're going to discover that there is not really any area of the body that isn't going to be affected, okay? So, in other words, your blood's going to be affected. These are toxic drugs, and there is going to have to be routine blood monitoring. And the drugs can actually damage your blood, your bone marrow, and your immune system. And this would account for patients with that pale look to their skin, their weakness, their lightheadedness, the brain fog, feeling cold. Life's in the blood. Chemo takes the life out of the blood. Also, your nervous system and your muscles are going to take a hit. Since the chemo drugs affect memory, it's also going to affect concentration and coordination. Doctors call this a mild cognitive impairment, or chemo brain again. What patients may not realize is that the cognitive impairment can last for years and include the likelihood of anxiety and stress. See, fully informed consent has to be given, and patients are just getting snippets of information. And I just cringe at the way, you know, doctors kind of deliver some of this stuff, like, oh, it's manageable, don't worry about it, we got drugs for that. All right, so then we go on to the digestive system. So cancer patients that are about to go under chemo are going to be informed about the nausea and possible vomiting, the digestive upset. They're also experience mouth sores, bleeding gums, difficulty chewing and swallowing food. Doctors are going to load their patients up with anti-nausea drugs. And when studies have really shown that ginger root really outperforms those drugs at preventing nausea and vomiting. So herbs, as well as slippery elm, help with diarrhea. Fennel helps with bloating and gas. Herbs for constipation are there far superior than the drugs as well. But, again, I don't recommend taking the drugs in the first place. That's just me, though. I'll skip that party. Also, let's look at the hair and skin. Obviously, we've been told hair loss can be expected by most of the cancer patients that get chemo, but they say it's temporary. They also experience dry skin, itchiness, and rashes. They're also to avoid sun exposure. The nails actually can turn yellow and brown, and the growth of the nails can be slowed down, causing them to become real brittle and rigid. They can even separate from the nail bed, crack, and break off, causing infection. Bet you didn't know that. The reproductive system is also effective. Chemo drugs affect hormones and can cause infertility and lack of libido. Kidneys are also in the mix. They have to excrete a lot of this toxin from the chemo drugs. And the bladder cells and the filters can become damaged. So kidney malfunction is a risk of chemo, and anemia can result, or edema, excuse me, can result. You get a lot of fluid retention. Then they're going to throw you on a lot of diuretics. Bones, the skeletal system also affected, especially in women. The chemo drugs that reduce bone mass due to the exodus of the calcium that are leaving from the body because of the drugs. Not uncommon for cancer patients treated with chemo drugs to develop osteoporosis and suffer fractures and breaks. Of course, they got drugs for that, too. They're going to put you on Fosamax or something. Also, brain, your brain, of course. The cancer treatments can offer extreme stress on the physical body, but cancer also is stressful and an emotional condition. So most patients dealing with cancer also deal with fear, anxiety, stress, panic. They even find it difficult to manage the cancer protocols they have to work with, and they have to have family help and support because you got that chemo brain. You can't remember when to take what. All right. And a lot of times you see a lot of these cancer treatments, they're in this package deal now. Make it easier for the patient, of course. Cancer treatments have been streamlined. And they're in this type of standardized package of you get your surgery, you get your chemical chemo, you get your radiation treatments. It's in a package deal. It's a relatively new area in oncology to offer also personalized cancer treatments, but the tests are kind of expensive, and those typically aren't covered by most insurance. So if the doctor says to a patient that he or she has a very special type of cancer, that they will, what they mean is really, we're going to have to personalize your treatment plan. So patients are encouraged to ask how effective the cancer treatments are for their type of and stage of cancer, and can a cure versus and a remission be expected? Because a cure and a remission, two different things. So you want to get some facts on the percentages and of the outcomes, and this is science, and they should have that information for you. They should have it right in their hand. And you should be able to go and confirm those findings. And you can also ask your oncology, your cancer physician, for his personal evidential findings. You know, what has he found with the outcomes of using these treatments on his patients? And in most cases, what is the medical research? Is it matching up with what the doctors are seeing in anecdotal accounts? In other words, is the advertising literature from the drug companies matching up with what the doctors see once they treat patients with it? So in most cases, diligent patients will find that cancer treatments do not cure cancer and have 100% mortality rate. Here is a quote from Dr. Asma Latif, who's an oncologist at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, who says, The goal of the treatment is to cure cancer, but we know that this often is not possible. The most likely scenario is that we don't cure the cancer. Most likely scenario, it is the scenario. If you see these commercials, they're so they'll tug at your heartstrings, these commercials for the cancer hospitals for kids and stuff. If you did some research, and you would learn these children live maybe 5 years. Okay, they get all this cancer treatment and they live maybe 5 years. Here's what some doctors are willing to admit. Once in a while, you do find doctors who are, they're standing up for truth. One such physician was Dr. Ralph Moss. He is also the author of Questioning Chemotherapy. And he told the truth about Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in 1977 when he released his 48-page report that top officials at the hospital lie about the study testing of natural laetril, vitamin B17 for cancer, because a lot of people want something natural. The laetril or the nitrilosides that you find in lots of foods and fruits, they call it vitamin B17. So they said that they did this research at the hospital and they lied about the study outcome that the vitamin B17 laetril nitrilosides had no benefit as being an alternative to cancer treatment. Dr. Moss is one of those guys that isn't going to be silenced. And he has written several books on natural solutions for cancer, including Cancer Therapy, The Independent Consumer's Guide to Non-Toxic Treatment. He's also exposed the erroneous financial and political corruption of the cancer establishment. And you may have come across the research of the Cancer Chronicles. Dr. Moss likes to expose the ineffectiveness of the chemotherapy of, majority of the cancer patients out there. So it's real important that you dig for this kind of information and get it. So according to him, there are a lot of common types of things like breast cancer, colon cancer, lung cancer, and he's saying about 2% of the cancer is deterred for a while with the chemo, but then it can come back and give you something worse like leukemia, Hodgkin's disease, testicular, or retinoblastoma. So it may get rid of your original cancer cell is what he's saying, but you're going to get a second type of cancer that's harder to deal with. So it's really important for patients to understand that medical science calls an effective cancer treatment, which is reducing a tumor size by a little bit within about 28 days. That's what they call a successful treatment, just for shrinking the tumor a little bit, maybe 50% smaller. It's a big success. The tumor's still there. I don't call that a success. I call that something in progress, but it's not a success. Now, Dr. Moss says this does not mean that there is a cure or an extension of a patient's life with cancer treatments. He reports that cancer research states the opposite. Chemotherapy doesn't really cure cancer or improve the quality of life or extend life. So he has a really good point to make, because if the treatment offers a lot of pain and risky side effects, how is that improving quality of life? He also is saying that a vast majority who take chemo learn that they have significantly diminished their ability to recover from cancer, switching back to, let's say, natural therapies, because they've lost so much time and they've weakened the body. It kind of puts them behind the eight ball. So he calls this kind of tragic, he says. He says allopathic cancer treatments get net medicine, about $100 billion a year with chemo, and also $8.5 billion with some of the other cancer treatments. So many of the people on hospital boards also have investments in companies like Bristol Myers, who owns the patents for chemo drugs. Now that's called what? Well, corruption, conflict of interest. I could go on. Here's Dr. John Whitaker. He says, in my opinion, conventional cancer therapy is so toxic and dehumanizing that I fear it far more than I fear death from cancer. We know that the conventional therapy doesn't work. And if it did, you would not fear cancer any more than you would fear the common cold. He's got a point. Let's see, Dr. Alan Levine, he's also a medical doctor, author of The Healing of Cancer. He says most cancer patients in the United States die from chemotherapy. He says chemotherapy does not eliminate breast cancer, colon cancer, lung cancer. This fact has been documented for over 10 years, yet doctors still use chemotherapy for cancer. Now that is a derelict of duty. That is failure to do your job in a private capacity. If doctors have known this for a decade, that isn't going to work, but we're going to do it anyway because it nets millions of dollars. That's criminal. Seriously. All right, so I think it's important that people investigate all their options before they commit to a treatment, really. There's a lot of people with prostate problems, and I, for one, talking with men all over the place, all over the nation, globe, really, they don't, well, as you know, doctors, they don't like doctors much. Guys rather not go. And one of the things they are very concerned about is the treatments their doctors offer for prostate problems. They are scared out of their wits to go to a urologist. A lot of times they just don't want to know, or if they do get a diagnosis, then they're looking. They're looking for something else. They don't want the drugs. They don't want the surgery. And I think if you do your homework, you're going to find another way. You're going to find another way, because I can tell you just by doing a lot of research and writing myself, you can find little snippets of information and you can kind of piece it together and say, ah, well, if that's the case, then we can use this natural form of nutrition to deal with that. So you'll be amazed. Diet and medicinal herbs are the best kept secret. You know, foods are your medicine. Hippocrates said that, father of medicine, and he was so right. So if you're interested in learning more, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs because their best customer is an educated customer, and they like to educate you. The toll-free number, if you want to get their free product catalog, is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com is also their web address. And you can order on their website, over the phone, or through the catalog mail order form. Lots of ways to save. There's lots of coupons and discount programs, so you can ask about that. And they do have prostate cleanses. They have kidney bladder cleanses. They got, you know, like we mentioned, adrenal gland support formulas, which are huge for autoimmune folks. So you got natural solutions for everyday problems is the point. And God made sure you had them. See, God gets all the credit every day, all the time. And if he says from Genesis to Revelation, hey, herbs are meat, they're convenient, they're powerful, I have them here for your service, and they're for the healing of the nations. And God can't lie. So take that to the bank. ThePowerHerbs.com, 866-229-3663. Take that power back and be well out there. Sign up for the newsletters if you're on their website under Books and Newsletters and get information each and every week that'll empower you. We're out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure a disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and until next time, I wish you all to be well.